Hi, this is Glory with Successful Marketing Group. I have worked with local businesses for over 10 years, and I'd love your help in supporting local Twin City restaurants right now. This month, I'd like to spotlight Pimento Jamaican Kitchen in Minneapolis. They are a committed supporter of their community and serving authentic, delicious Jamaican food using family recipes and fresh ingredients. My favorite is the slow-roasted jerk pork, and the jerk chicken is pretty great too. Go to my Instagram at Successful Biz Owners for more info on them.
It is the evening of February 15th, and we have a lot to get to in this week's Cheryl Reeves Show. The Lynx continue to make news, announcing the signing of Aerial Powers. They had to make a trade to make all this work. We'll let the boss explain how it all worked out, how it is all working out, and if there's anything else coming down the pike. Again, this is the Cheryl Reeves Show, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod to see the shows as they are released. Thanks to our longtime producer, Brandon Morton. You've already heard from Successful Marketing Group. That's Glory Ramsey's operation. Thanks also to realtor Cara Quinn, Bonfi Home Services, and Rudy Luther Toyota. Welcome to Bonfi to the network, and also Rudy Luther Toyota to this show. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, Cheryl, so you finally get to make the moves that clear the way for Aerial Powers. You get to announce Aerial Powers. There's so much going on, I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to let you choose how to break this all down for us.
Well, you know, you said it best. There's a lot going on, and this has all been a part of our, I guess maybe the bigger picture offseason. You know, we knew that when we landed the free agents that we did, that our cap needed some work, our salary cap. And, you know, you're only permitted X number of protected contracts, obviously a certain number on the team cap. And so we had some work to do to get all that sorted out. And that led to today's transaction with Indiana to create the space and, you know, to officially sign Aerial Powers. We had already gotten Natalie Achanwa and Caitlin McBride under contract. This was our last piece of free agency. And unfortunately, we needed to ask Odyssey Sims, you know, essentially to be the player that, you know, we ended up having to sacrifice in this situation. So not an easy decision. And we sort of just felt like this, if you look at our team right now, we've got a group that moving forward, you know, that's on, you know, three-year contracts. And we like the situation a lot and just really thrilled that the three free agents wanted to be with us. Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think in terms of the totality of the deal, I think that, you know, certainly looks pretty lopsided, you know, in terms of, you know, what we gave up and player rights to Fag Bentley, obviously Odyssey Sims contract, which was subsequently waived, you know, along with our first round pick. We did get Indiana's second round pick in return. And, you know, I think a lot of people just kind of take the names first round, second round and go, well, that didn't go very well for the Lynx. And in all reality, I mean, there's a cost associated with, you know, with obviously making this move, you know, where Indiana knew that we needed to clear some space. And but, you know, you're hopeful that that we're well positioned in the 2021 season to do well. And you know, when you're doing these moves with draft picks, I mean, you're sort of trying to project how things are going to work out. And so if you look at a 36 pick draft, as opposed to first, second and third, you know, where do you end up? We don't know the answer to that. We don't know where we're going to end up. We don't know where Indiana's going to end up. But you sort of make those projections and you do the best that you can. And you know, I always say with trades, you're better off. Everybody wants to do who won the trade. I like the trades where it's good for both teams. And it felt like, you know, there were some advantages for Indiana. If you have cap space, this is certainly a really great way to use it. We have a, you know, a team minimum salary we have to get to. If it helps Indiana get to their team minimum as well as gain an asset, makes a lot of sense for Indiana. And then we certainly had players that we wanted to make sure we had on a roster. So that's the value in it for us. And so I like to trade for both teams. And, you know, time will tell. You know, that's always the thing. You know, we're in such a rush to evaluate, you know, rather than let's see how this all plays out.
Well, I think those of us who pay close attention knew you as soon as you signed or were rumored to have signed three key free agents. We knew you had to move somebody. I always thought Odyssey Sims was the logical person, not because she's not a good player, but because you now have big guards who are going to take up a lot of minutes there, and you can only have so many guaranteed contracts. I just always thought she was going to be the person you had to move. And it's and everybody in the WNBA knew you had to move somebody. So you weren't making this trade as a means to necessarily improve your roster. You're making this trade because you had to make the trade, right?
Well, you assume that the player that you're signing improves your roster.
Right.
You know, free agency, you know, it's not
I just meant the trade in itself.
The actual transaction. Yeah.
The actual transaction was not like, this isn't you saying, boy, we think this is a great deal for us right now. You made this trade because of the free agent signings prompted you to have to make a trade.
Yeah. And that's what I say. It's, you know, trade shouldn't be evaluated on their, on just individual. A lot of times they're connected and certainly true in this case that, you know, as we announced the trade and, you know, and then shortly after we were able to ink Ariel Powers. So yeah, it all goes hand in hand. And this was the path for us to get there. And again, time will tell how it all works out.
Well, let's talk about Powers because we haven't been able to talk about her until now. So, you know, I've read the resume, I've read the stats, everything, but why don't you give me the coach and general manager evaluation of her as a player?
Well, like I said in the release, I really have watched her in terms of, you know, it was a draft pick, 5 years ago. You know, she had a dynamic way about her. I loved watching her as a college player, the passion that she plays with. We were in no position to draft her at that time. She went number 5 and then, you know, started out in Dallas, and then Washington makes a great trade for her. And I just think really blossomed in Washington. So that really caught our attention that she became a more efficient player playing for the Washington Mystics. And so I just think that you're trying to, when you're in free agency, you're trying to look around and say, you know, who are the next players that are going to be really good in this league? And we identified her as one of those players. I know Washington certainly would have welcomed her back and, you know, saw her as an important piece. They just have a lot of good players, and it's hard to fit a lot of good players in the cap. And so, you know, we just saw an opportunity. We did have cap space, and we you know, decided that we wanted to, you know, use some cap space on Ariel because she is dynamic in the things that she can do offensively. She's a player that likes to be physical. She likes to post up offensively. She likes, you know, the mid-range game. She likes the three ball. So she can score in a variety of ways. And then I think really important is she's a rebounder. You know, she likes to defend. She's hard to play against. And so I just think it's a player that was really important for us to get back to having a perimeter, you know, that we can really, really count on night in and night out to be a part of, you know, our big three. And, you know, I think we definitely have a player in Ariel that I think suits us really well.
So Cheryl, that's what strikes me about these signings and this roster makeover is your championship teams, I thought, were both big and strong and physical and also could shoot from the perimeter. And it feels like you are now putting another lineup out there like that, that can do those things.
Yeah, that's well said. And I think the variety of ways that you can utilize the players that you're difficult to play against because you don't know what's coming next. You know, whether it's, you know, someone like McBride who, you know, I think from, like you said, being able to shoot, running her off of screens, you can do the same thing with Powers. You can also post up Powers. I think K-Mac has the ability to play near the rim. You know, I, my job is to try to get them to be the most efficient players that they can be, get them the opportunities that put them in the places that they're at their best. And I think that perimeter wise, it really is going to be helpful for someone like Syl or someone like Nafisa Collier to have so much balance to what we're doing as you come out of timeouts. There's not, you know, one or two things you can focus on. And I feel like that's been the case. You know, they've been, you know, opponents have been choosing, you know, to basically let anybody else other than Syl or Fee, you know, have a crack at trying to hurt them. And so I think this gives us more balance to our roster in the ways that we can come at people. And I think really big improvement that I think we needed to have was defense and rebounding. And I think that we did that with these three signings, and certainly Ariel would probably be one of the keys to that.
When I ask about Odyssey Sims next, we do want to thank our sponsors, our newest sponsors, Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
Also like to thank longtime sponsor Cara Quinn. She is now working with Vibe Realty, VibeMN.com. And she's not only a great realtor, she also puts out lots of information that can help you with your education as you try to decide what to do and how to do it. One of her latest blog posts is Make Your Listing Stand Out. Things have changed a bit when it comes to selling a home. It's 2021. And if you've paid any attention to the Twin Cities real estate market over the last year, you may have noticed that things have changed a bit when it comes to selling a home. There's no question that buyer demand is an all-time high. But pair that with a global pandemic, and you've got yourself quite a chaotic home selling cocktail. So you can go to vibemn.com. You can read up on Cara, her background. She's always done good work. So you can also see what her expertise is, and check out VibeMN.com. She went to work for Vibe because she likes what they stand for, and you should check them out as well if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Reminder, wherever you listen to the podcast, please rate us, spread the word, and if you'd like to join our list of growing list of advertisers, you can reach Karen Cleary at K-C-L-E-A-R-Y at TalkNorth.com. So Odyssey Sims, you got really good value out of her. And I'm not sure what people expected when she got here, but she's an all-star 1 year. She comes back and plays after having a child the second year and helps you get to the league semifinals. You know, again, I think you got really good value out of her. What was your evaluation of her as a Lynx?
Yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about Odyssey. The two things that you just said, I mean, had a really nice season in 2019, second team all WNBA, all-star. And then, you know, I can't say enough about the bubble season, where Odyssey in mid-April gives birth to her first child, and could have easily opted out. I mean, it's not necessarily all that appealing to be a first-time mother and recovering from giving birth, and then, you know, she was the one reaching out to me to say, "I'm ready to come back. When can I come? When can I come?" And we were waiting for her to be cleared, you know, in terms of all the things that went with her recovery. And so, you know, she very easily could have said, "I'm not going to play," because she would have gotten paid the exact same amount had she not played. And there's not a lot of players that I think that would have been, maybe as excited and anxious about getting with her team as much as Odyssey was. So I can't say enough about what she did for us in 2020, who she was when she got to the bubble. She was a really good mentor to Crystal Dangerfield. And, like you said, just a player that I enjoyed my time with her as a Lynx player and always have really, really fond thoughts.
I really liked watching her play. And you always learn so much more about a player when they're in your city as opposed to just seeing them in occasional games. And I didn't really understand just how savvy she was and how well she can manipulate the pick and roll and just, how tough she was.
Yeah, I think I've said this before. When I finally got to coach Odyssey and I saw, the ways that she really challenged your pick and roll defense, I know I'd be in the middle of a game going in my head, I would go back to a series with LA going, how in the hell did we beat them when Odyssey was so good, like you said, at manipulating the defense? And she's special, really special in that way. She's physical. Some really impressive stat lines where not only can she score it, but, where she was, sharing the ball and really exploiting, what the defense had to do to contain her. And just a good player. I'm nothing but great things to say about our time together.
So from the outside, I look at your roster and I see a starting lineup of something like Dangerfield, Fowles, Collier, McBride, Powers. Am I getting ahead of myself?
Well, I'd say, yeah, you're getting ahead of things. We just signed Ariel and just completed, you know, the free agency signings. We have more work left to do on the roster, and we're just not in that place at this point to, you know, name starters, et cetera, and lineups. We're just going to focus on, you know, getting the whole group together, and let's see how training camp goes.
And you're hinting that we might see more moves. Obviously, you know, the roster's always in flux. Are we talking about any more potential major moves or more just roster management at this point?
Oh, I just meant to suggest we still have a draft to get through.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. We have training camp. Yeah. Training camp contracts, you know, you got to fill out your roster. You get 15 players. So we're not at 15 at this point. So we'll have a few more things to do, but yeah, we'll see how it all plays out.
I'm going to ask you a big picture question here next. We do want to thank Bonfi Home Services.
A lot of homeowners do not know that sewer line that runs from the house underneath the front yard is the homeowner's responsibility until it connects to the city sewer. A sewer line can get clogged by tree roots, or the sewer line can crack or break or collapse because it's old or the ground shifts over time. If a sewer line gets really clogged, it can cause sewage to back up into a home. You don't want that. Some signs you might have a sewer line issue: toilets that gurgle, lower level showers and tubs that always drain slowly, laundry tubs that back up, a floor drain on the lower level that regularly backs up or drains really slowly. Bonfi does drain and sewer services to help get things flowing again and make sure your sewer line gets taken care of. Bonfi can repair or replace your sewer line. They can put a new liner inside of your old sewer pipe, making it like new again. If you have a sewer or drain problem, better call Bonfi. Save $150 off an intensive sewer line cleaning when you tell the folks at Bonfi you heard about it, John Krasinski.
And as always, thanks to Glory Ramsey and SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. You heard that ad at the beginning of the show. We've seen in men's professional sports, we've seen a lot of people try to take on the roles of general manager and coach, and a high percentage fail. You are now, you know, a couple, 3 years into being general manager and coach of the Minnesota Lynx. It looks like you've built another championship roster here, championship caliber roster here. Has it been difficult? Has anything about handling both of those roles surprised you?
Well, I was just having this conversation with another GM in the league, and things have changed dramatically over what the position used to be. The position, you know, with the salary cap the way that it was pretty straightforward. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, planning that had to go into it. You know, you have your basic salary cap planning in terms of, you know, which year people would come off their deals, maybe do an extension, that sort of thing. There's a lot more that goes into it at this point. It's a lot more time consuming. And, you know, that's not necessarily a complaint. It's more of, it's just different now. So your off season is more full than it's ever been in terms of if you have things to do. And if you look at where our roster was, we were in really good shape after last season. We liked a lot the team that we had. We just felt like we wanted to, that we needed a little bit more to really be in contention. So we were aggressive in free agency. So we created that scenario that then led to us having to spend quite a bit of time on figuring out how to make the cap work. And so, you know, now you kind of get done that part of it. And I've always been a big believer that, you know, if you can communicate effectively, then your work as a general manager won't impact your work as a head coach. It's not that it's going to be that way all the time. And, you know, it's probably difficult to avoid that. Maybe at times negotiating a contract with a player and then having to coach them could be difficult. I know that's something Michael Cooper said years ago. I think that's going to come into play a little bit more. But it's out of economics that the positions are, in a lot of cases in our league, we have just 12 teams. In a lot of cases in the league, you know, it's a dual role, and it's out of economics. And so I don't see that necessarily changing right now. But you know, I think that it's like everything. It's all in how you handle things. And most times, you know, if you do things the right way, it'll work out for you.
Does it wear you out?
No, I need things to do in the off season. So, it doesn't make for really great sleep. You know, nights before, you know, trade calls are tough. And, you know, I mean, trying to, come up with ideas of things to make, a deal work. You get your body wakes you up at 3 a.m. and, your wheels are turning and, just things like that. But that's just normal. I think that's probably what we all do with our jobs, for different reasons, your mind can't shut off.
Yeah. I get my best ideas, or at least what I think are my best ideas, are probably wrong, at about 3 a.m. Either when I'm taking a shower or when I'm like in the middle of the night and I wake up and asleep. So I have to keep a pad by my bed.
Yes.
Because if I don't write something down, I will forget it by the morning. And that would be
bad. It's a great idea. Yeah. So I'm one that I don't do the write it down. I go ahead and email or text the person.
Oh, there you go.
No. And so they wake up to the information. So
we're going to do another show later this week because there's so much links news to talk about. But for today, I just wanted to bring up the fact that I've been watching Paige Beckers a lot, and she has been spectacular.
Yeah, she's not bad at all. We knew that when she was in the seventh grade. We identified that she was going to be special, and she's awfully fun to watch.
Yeah, and by the way, how does Team USA work? Is there a chance she could be on an upcoming Team USA roster, or do you have a certain age restriction? How does all that play out?
They don't pay me enough money to know all that. So I only know what training camps I'll be at next. And I am not a part of any kind of player selection process at all.
Sure.
I show up and go, okay, who's here at the camp? What are we doing?
Any other, usually we kind of branch out and talk about some social justice issues. And is anything on your mind in that regard as we talk today?
Celebration of Susan B. Anthony's birthday. Hmm. That was somebody that was absolutely pivotal in women's history. So just, woke up to that notion of a birthday. So happy birthday. What would have been Susan B. Anthony's birthday today?
I'm just continually stunned, over and over, just because I've had a lot of reasons lately to look back on U.S. history and world history and what really happens in certain situations. And I'm just always taken aback that as a country, we're about 240 years old. And for most of our history, women and Black people could not vote. We're a democracy, and most of our citizens couldn't vote.
Yeah, it's obviously not the part of history that we're most proud of. And, it's kind of shake your head type of thing. But people worked long and hard to fight for it. That's why I'm so passionate about, that using our vote, because of what so many went through to gain the right to vote. And we should never take that for granted. I don't know that we talk about that enough in schools today and those that came before us and how long it took for that change. I'm always struck by that part of history that just not a whole lot to be proud of there.
No, and also in America, we've also done a very poor job with our history texts. They tend to be very polite to the oppressors. They tend to be written by the oppressors. That's always problematic. All right, let's wrap up here with a little bit of basketball. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to everyone who listens. We do appreciate it. Listen any way you like. Just keep rating us and spread the word. It's going to be a really fun year to talk about the Lynx. What's next for you other than do you have dates for training camp and the season? Or are we still waiting on all that?
Well, we're waiting for the actual schedule to come out, but the footprint of the season, if we can continue to make some progress with regard to COVID, we should be able to be on track for a typical WNBA season, with training camp starting at the end of April and hopefully games somewhere mid-May. There's nothing official yet on that. It's more of, that's the hope if we can, make some progress with regard to COVID.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun season. Thanks to Cheryl, as always. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to our sponsors, Rudy Luther Toyota, Cara Quinn, CaraQuinn, Bonfey Home Services, it's BONFE.com, and SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. Thanks again. We'll talk to you later this week.